Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, that sounds very serious.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. You like our cool, calm, and collected method of approaching the world? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Kara Schillen, and the lovely and talented Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's got credibility up the you-know-what, and he's going to share some of that credibility with us in a matter of moments. The Consumer Electronics Show underway in Las Vegas. My pal Holland Cook is there taking a test drive that you may not want to ever take.
Autonomous cars are here. No driver, which according to research will make driving lots safer. 33,000 Americans die in wrecks each year, most due to human error, drunk driving, texting, asleep at the wheel. If 90% of the cars were driverless, estimates are we'd save two-thirds of those lives, and we'd enable the disabled and elderly. Even the blind could be motorists, and parents escape chauffeur duty. Your car might already have adaptive cruise control, GPS, parking assist, and that warning sound when you wander into the next lane. You're driving a bunch of computers that the driverless car simply connects. And cars connect with each other so they'll know how to avoid traffic jams and find a parking space. When you're dropped off, sensors will tell your car where to wait until you need it again. To escape winter, punch in Destination Florida, and you'll be there when you wake up the next morning. In over 2 million test drive miles, Google driverless cars have only been involved in 16 fender benders, all of which were human error. Audi predicts its self-driving A8 will be in showrooms by 2018. BMW, VW, and Nissan are aiming for 2020. Ford in 2025. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, let's get to some of the action here. The Twitter folks say they're going to lift the 140-character limit. This comes from the fellow who runs Twitter, Jack Dorsey himself, says the service may lift its character limit. Why was it there in the first place? And the tweets now, apparently they could go up to 10,000.
Well, first of all, it's 140 characters because Twitter was designed to, in a sense, emulate text messaging, where you also have a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder how successful this is going to be for Twitter. I understand why they're doing it. Usage is down, and they're looking for ways to create more engagement. On the other hand, I think a lot of people who use Twitter like it because they are limited to what they say. So you don't, you know, so you don't spend an hour crafting a tweet. You bang it out and you hit send. Obviously, Twitter has to be a money-making business, and if this is going to enable them to make more money from advertising, then it is the right thing for them to do. It may not be the best thing for their hardcore users today, but if they do this, hopefully they will find another set of hardcore users.
Did you see the story at DougStephan.com about this police department reviewing its policy on using Facebook after a complaint about a quote from Forrest Gump that was included in announcing an arrest? This 18-year-old kid gets arrested at the department's parking lot on misdemeanor charges. He was taking hubcaps off of police cars. Admittedly, not the smartest guy anyway. And that was the reference to Forrest Gump, apparently, because Forrest Gump came across as not being that smart. So people that are in the community took exception to that. It's interesting how much attention everything on Facebook gets, though, isn't it? I mean, think about it.
Well, it's, you know, the speed at which things in social media, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the rest, the speed at which they can spread and people can comment on them and mobilize around them is dramatic. I mean, if you want to see a perfect example of that, look at the brilliant way Donald Trump is using social media.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Consumer Electronics Show, 165,000 people there, 20,000 tech products. I'm surprised you're not there.
I usually am there. I decided to sit it out this year, although I'm watching. Yes, I'm watching it really closely. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting year at CES for two reasons. The autonomous cars that we just heard about and also the Internet of Things, bringing the Internet into more stuff in your house.
Yeah. All right, there it is from the horse's mouth. There it is. Info. There he is, Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.